واهدني لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت، واصرف عني سيئها لا يصرف عني سيئها إلا أنت، لبيك وسعديك والخير كله في يديك والشر ليس إليك، أنا بك وإليك تباركت وتعاليت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Can you imagine this only the opening dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam opened his salah, his prayer with? Do you know how many Muslims by this time they'll be finished almost half of their salah? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam only saying the opening dua. He didn't start Fatiha yet. He didn't recite Quran yet. You see? Because in the salah, in the prayer, there is satisfaction. There is enjoyment. Okay? As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying what? وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. That the coolness of my eye been made in the prayer. So when he enters the prayer, he will love to take as long as he can in it, because he feel content, he feel happy, he feels the satisfaction. So he doesn't want to jump and get out. You can imagine yourself, you understand, have a nice meal or watching a movie or any of the things that you enjoy, whatever it is, okay? And that you want it to last as much as you want. Huh? Abida?
No,
Abida. Huh? Forever. Oh, Abida. Forever. Yeah, he wants to stay for it forever, okay? So here the Prophet ﷺ saying this only to approach the prayer before he reads the Fatiha. So can you imagine how long he will be taking in his salah? And to tell you one thing about the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahabi telling us that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to start his salah by saying Allahu Akbar, and he will enter the salah. Listen to this. One of them, he will go to the Baqiya, use the hammam. You like this one? Use the hammam, the bathroom. He come back, take a shower or take a wudu, and walk to the masjid, and will catch the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the first rak'at. Let's say that the baqi' used to be exactly almost like maybe 5 points from here. Okay? 5 points from the masjid. Can you imagine by the time you go to 5 points and come back, which rak'at will catch me? Nothing. The salah will be finished and fans is off, light is off, it's time for everybody to leave. Huh? No, they used to go. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say Allahu Akbar to start the prayer. And one of them will go to the baqi', use the bathroom, and imagine average time for a person in the bathroom, and walk back and get himself ready for the prayer of ablution or ghusl or whatever, and walk to the masjid and catch the Prophet in the first rak'at. You see what the salah used to be in the life? It's not like you understand, hey, knock it down and leave, 4 rak'at, 5 minutes, it's over. What's happening? You pray? Oh, you pray, we're finished, yeah. See? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say this when he opening his prayer. حديث 213 بيج 97 وعن ابي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال. How many of you have بلوغ المرام? How many of you would like to have بلوغ المرام? Not for free now, yeah, we won't have to buy it. Yeah. Because we did not even finish the first 100 in the book, and this book you're talking about 540 pages. So actually we made 1/5 of the book. Anyway, we'll talk later about it. Yeah, some people will think about this $10, $15, $20, $25, but when it comes about cable for the TV, amen, it's not a big thing because it's enjoyment. Alright. وعن أبي هريرة, because I want you to also try to learn the Arabic, try to follow me when I'm reading, practicing. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كبر للصلاة سكت هنيه قبل أن يقرأ فسألته فقال أقول اللهم باعد بيني وبين خطاياي كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب اللهم نقني من خطاياي كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم اغسلني من خطاياي بالماء والثلج والبرد. This another hadith, as I said, there is many ahadith, different version that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to use as for the opening for his prayer. It's not too much common about it. The hadith is authentic in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well as Muslim. The hadith is reported by Abu Huraira, and that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to remain silent for a while, and this made Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, curious. He would try to know why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not reciting. That means the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying it but silent. He didn't hear it. Okay? So, he as a follower behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he doesn't know what's going on. So, but all what he sees the Prophet after he say Allahu Akbar and enter the prayer, he's quiet for a while. So he questioned him, what is going on? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed him that he be reciting this dua, and again this dua to be said in Arabic. You don't say nothing, you don't say anything in salah in English or Spanish or in Chinese, nothing. Say it in Arabic. Okay? Narrated Abu Huraira radiallahu an, may Allah be pleased with him, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to keep silent between the takbir, that means takbirat al-ihram, the first takbirah to enter the salah, used to keep silent between the takbir of prayer and recitation of the Quran for a short while. Then I asked him about that. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, I say, O Allah, keep me apart from my sins, faults, as you have kept apart the east and the west. O Allah, clean me from my sins, as a white garment is cleaned from dirt. O Allah, wash me of my sins with water, snow and hail. See, this is something so beautiful. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so concerned about to be clean physically, mentally, spiritually, in his heart. He want all this sin to be removed away. He want to stay a distance from sin, as far, 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 far away. And he described it by like the east so far from the west. Because when these problems comes, now it disturb your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more that you far from sin, the more that you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is beautiful meanings. We need to realize it, we need to implement it in our life, and we need to learn this dua inshallah. Now you see in Hadith 214, page 97 and 98, وعن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه كان يقول سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك. The hadith is in the collection of Imam Muslim, and this is a short one. For those people who could not memorize the first one or the second one, this is the shorter one. It can be utilized. After you say Allahu Akbar and enter your salah, you will utter this hadith, which is the meaning is, O Allah, glory and O Allah, glory and gratitude is due to you, is to you. Blessed is your name and exalted is your majesty. And there is no God beside you. ونحوه عن أبي سعيد الخدري مرفوعا عند الخمسة وفيه وكان يقول بعد التكبير أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من همسه ونفخه ونفثه. Again, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من همزه ونفخه ونفثه. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say after the takbir, I seek refuge. And this also to be said in Arabic or in Arabi. Okay? I seek refuge in Allah, the all hearing and the all knowing, from a cursed devil, from his madness or evil suggestions, and from his buffing up, and from his witchcraft. Three things, okay, that you seek refuge in Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one can give you refuge. And you seek refuge against the shaitan and whatever comes from the shaitan. Seeking refuge in Allah from the shaitan, a regime, the cursed one, okay? And you seek refuge in Allah from whatever the shaitan puts forward or brought forth to beguile the mankind, regardless if suggestions or magic or making you proud of yourself, whatever it is that he try to beguile you and take you away from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith, which has this narration, which reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, the one that say, A'udhu billahi s-sami'i al-alim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. this to be recited after the dua al-istiftah, the opening prayer, and before reciting the Fatiha. And also you supposed to recite any time before you recite Quran, you say A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. This hadith is the collection of Imam Ahmad and Abu Dawood and Al-Bayhaqi wa Tirmidhi wa Ibn Majah. The next hadith, hadith number 215. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يستفتح الصلاة بالتكبير والقراءة بالحمد لله رب العالمين وكان إذا ركع لم يشخص رأسه ولم يصوبه ولكن بين ذلك وكان إذا رفع رأسه من الركوع لم يسجد حتى يستوي قائما وإذا رفع رأسه من السجود لم يسجد حتى يستوي جالسا وكان يقول في كل ركعتين التحية وكان يفرش رجله اليسرى وينصب اليمنى وكان ينهى عن عقبة الشيطان وينهى أن يفترش الرجل ذراعيه افتراش السبع وكان يختم الصلاة بالتسليم أخرجه مسلم وله علة. This hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim, which reported by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to begin the salah with the takbir. Okay, this is the first thing. What's this supposed to mean to us? That there is nothing to be started before the salah. You open your salah with what? Allahu Akbar. There is nothing before this. You notice some people, they raise their hands, whatever they uttering before this, I have no, what you call, no clue about it, okay? You find some people say, نويت أصلي فرض الظهر أربع ركعات مقتديا بهذا الإمام في مسجد المسلمين في ولاية كولومبيا ساوث كارولينا نويت الله أكبر. Which is say, I intend to make four ركعات, the obligatory prayer of فرض الظهر behind the Imam in مسجد المسلمين كولومبيا ساوث كارولينا United States of the Shaitan. الله أكبر. Okay, what you ask him, what you doing, he say he making his niyyah. Okay, there is nothing called making in niyyah. Making in niyyah in your heart. You don't say anything with your tongue. Okay, you don't say nawaitu, nothing. So the hadith say, if staftihu salah bit takbir, he open his salah with what? With the takbir. The first thing in the salah is Allahu Akbar. ويستفتح الصلاة بالتكبير والقراءة الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Okay, so the Bismillah is the first verse.
We come in Abdul Ah. Slow down, Abdul Ah. Zawajak Allah, Abdul Ah. You know what is Zawajak Allah? Zawajak Allah.
Zawaj.
Okay. Who doesn't know this word? You see, when somebody always rushing, so we say Zawajak Allah, because when you get married, you will slow down. You will have enough problems, I mean, you will have enough fun and all this. So, well, it will be settled after. You will settle after this, okay? Okay. With the takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the most great. And recitation of Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise is to Allah, the Rabb of the universes. And when he bow down, he neither kept his head up nor bend it down. Basically, most of this information we already talked about it in other hadith before. But what is unique or what is most important here that is not in the other hadith, that the opening of the prayer with the takbir. The second thing is new in this hadith, that recitation started with what? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim silent to himself. But the ma'mumin behind him, when they hear what? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Okay? But this doesn't mean he didn't say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. But he used to make them hear, when they hear what? Starting from Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Okay? And also we said about where is your head when you are making ruku', okay, will be straight, even with your back, everything even. And also when he raised his head from ruku', from bowing down, he didn't go to sujood until what? Erect, straight, each bones, each joint go back in its place. And the same thing will do in sujood. He will take his time. And after each two rak'at, this is something new also. He will say what? At-tahiyya. Which means what? At-tahiyyatu lillah wa salawat wa taibat. At-tashahud. Okay? He will say the tahiyya after every two rak'at. And again talks about sitting on the left foot and erect the right foot, the same thing that we talk about it. And he forbidding you also to put your arms flat like the wild animal. All the things that we had explained in previous hadith. Yes, yes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is a verse from the Fatiha. Okay? But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to raise his voice starting from Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Okay. There is here something also, وَكَانَ يَنْهَى عَنْ عُقْبَةِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And at the end of every two rak'at, he said At-Tahiyyah, and he used to sit on his left foot and position the right one vertically, and prohibited, this is what I'm looking for, and he prohibited the devil's way of sitting. Again, we've been forbidden to imitate the shaitan in the way how he sits. How he sits, that he will sit on his buttock and will raise his leg or his knees. Okay, I show you now. Please, brother Talib, sit the way you were sitting and put your hands on the ground so we can show them what we're talking about. No, I don't mean anything. I could not. You see, I have all this wire there. It's not easy for me to move. I have the telephone over my head. I have the speakers on my shoulders. Okay, now put your two feet beside each other. Yes. Put your hands down on the ground.
Yes.
Beside you, closer to you. Okay? This will call the sitting of the... Where is it? Prohibited the devil's way of sitting. So your thigh, your leg will be erected, your two foot beside each other, and you will sit in your buttock, and your feet, your hands will be on the ground. This we call, you could not sit like this in the salah. Okay? Yes. Yes. What is forbidden for you out the salah to sit? You see how you're sitting? Put now your left hand behind you. Put it behind you so the people can... No, only the left.
No.
Exactly. So you see, leaning like this, Okay? Regardless if you're folding your legs or you keep your legs up with the hand behind you, this you could not sit like this. If you put the two hands, this would be different now. Okay?
Right or left hand?
No. If you put the right hand, it's okay. Or you put two hands, but you could not put the left. Oh, which one is your left? Oh, you're sitting. Okay, you're sitting this way. Okay. Okay. Sorry. Hadith number 216, page number 99. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يرفع يديه حذوة من كبيه إذا افتتح الصلاة وإذا كبر للركوع وإذا رفع رأسه من الركوع. متفق عليه. This hadith reported by Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he stood up for prayer, used to raise his hands parallel to his shoulders when he started the prayer by saying Allahu Akbar, when he utters the takbir to bow, and when he raises his head from the ruku'. What is new in this narration to teach us about Salah? The time, different times of raising the hands. You raise the hand even to your shoulders when you enter the Salah. Okay? This is one. And the second position, you will raise it again the same way when you go to ruku', when you go to bow down. After you finish Fatiha and recite the Quran and you go in for ruku', you say Allahu Akbar and you raise your hand and go down to ruku'. The third position, when you get up from ruku', Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Okay? So what this came in this hadith are three positions. This doesn't negate the other positions. As I said, I'm not going to open a new course again for Salah, because we already cover all these things. Basically, we explaining what's in Bulugh al-Maram today. But there is other positions that you can raise your hands. As example, when you come from Tashahud, okay? After you say At-Tahiyya, Tahiyyatu Lillah, after the second Raka'ah, and when you get up for the third Raka'ah, you will raise your hand again.
Your palms face the Qibla.
Yes. You are not going to do it like this. Allahu Akbar. Okay. Your palms facing the Qibla. You enter the Salah, Allahu Akbar. You go to ruku', Allahu Akbar. You raise from ruku', you raise your hand and say Allahu Akbar. And the takbir is different from raising the hands. Because some people say takbir, he thinks that means waving with the hands. The takbir is the same of Allahu Akbar. Okay? But this called rafa, raising the hands. Rafa'a yaday. And as I said, what comes in this hadith is even to the shoulders. And this doesn't negate that the hands can be also what? Raised to the ears. There is other narration. We described this and we mentioned this before. وفي حديث أبي حميد عند أبي داود يرفع يديه حتى يحاذي بهما منكبيه ثم يكبر. Okay, this other narration. And the third narration لمسلم عن مالك ابن الحويرث رضي الله تعالى عن نحو حديث ابن عمر لكن قال حتى يحاذي بهما فروع أذنيه. الحمد لله. It came here. Okay. He said in the other narration, he, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, raised his hands parallel. Even, thank you. Even to the end of his ears. Okay? So, you can do it to the shoulders, you can make it to the knee. The ears, okay? Both of them bite. Hadith number, so what was new in this hadith is the raising of the hands in different positions. Hadith 217, page 99, as well as 100, page 100. وعن وائل ابن حجر ابن حجر وعن وائل ابن حجر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال صليت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فوضع يده اليمنى على يده اليسرى على صدره أخرجه ابن خزيمة. This hadith in its isnad there is some weakness, but the hadith is sahih al-ghayri, is authentic because it's been supported by other version. And Sheikh al-Albani also had made comment on the hadith that is sahih. What is new in this hadith or additional information in this hadith, that the placing of the right hand over the left hand on the chest. This is what is additional information in this hadith. But in the right hand over the left hand, and but both of them will be placed where? On the chest. This is the proper way where you're supposed to put your hand. Page 100. And hadith 218, وعن عبادة ابن الصامت رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا صلاة لمن لم يقرأ بأم الكتاب. This hadith is authentic in Bukhari and Muslim, which reported by Abu Ubada ibn reported by Ubada son of As-Samit, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that there is no salah for him who doesn't recite Ummul Quran, means Al-Fatiha. Okay? If a person praying and he didn't recite Fatiha, the salah is not acceptable. And from other narration we understand that this applies to the person who praying by himself, because a hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us that whosoever have an imam, that recitation of the imam is recitation for him, and when the Quran is recited is for you to listen. Okay, so if the imam is leading you in salah, salat al-maghrib, Salat al-Isha, the first two raka'at, Salat al-Fajr, and he recites loudly, you don't recite Fatiha, you listen to the Imam. Okay? Salat al-Dhuhr, you recite for yourself. Salat al-Asr, you recite for yourself. The third raka'ah in the Maghrib, you recite for yourself. Third and fourth raka'ah in Isha, you recite for yourself. Okay? And by any way, there is a lot of, this is a debatable issue among the scholars, okay? But the most authentic way or understanding that I hold to, that recitation of the imam in the out prayer, the loud prayer, is recitation for the follower. But if you praying by yourself, you have to recite Fatiha. So this hadith will apply to who? To the one who is what? Praying by himself. And third and fourth rakah. Zawajakallah. Yes, sir.
when we say A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan, is that only supposed to be said in the first time you say the Fatiha or two every rakat? Before every rakat, when you say, before you say Ya'ud like that?
The first rak'at.
Only the first rak'at.
A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. Dua al-istiftah, the opening dua. All these things will be recited in the first rak'at. Hadith number... Okay, in another narration for Ibn Majah and Dar Qutni, لا تجزئ صلاة لا يقرأ فيها بفاتحة الكتاب. That salah or prayer is not complete if one does not recite Surah Al-Fatiha. And the first narration call it what? Ummul Kitab, the mother of the book. Does not have to be mother, that means like a mother give a birth. But you call something when have the essence. May Allah bless you, the essence. Because Fatihat al-Kitab has all the meaning of the whole Quran. Believe of Allah, believe in the unseen, the day of judgment, praying, asking Allah for the guidance, praising Allah. The whole thing of the Quran comes under the Fatiha. And this is the reason called Ummul Kitab, the mother of the book. There is other narration here which by Ahmad and Abu Dawood and Tirmizi wa Ibn Hibban, لعلكم تقرؤون خلف إمامكم قلنا نعم قال لا تفعلوا إلا بفاتحة الكتاب فإنه لا صلاة لمن لم يقرأ بها. Okay. This narration, which is authentic and came in the collection of Imam Ahmad and Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi and Ibn Hibban, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, perhaps you recite behind your imam, because what happens that Rasulullah ﷺ been disturbed in his prayer, and he questions him, and he said, perhaps you pray, you say in fact Quran behind me. We replied, yes. He is the Prophet ﷺ said, don't do so except when it is Surah Al-Fatiha, for the salah, the prayer of one of you who doesn't recite it is not acceptable. Okay? So the Prophet ﷺ said to them, or he forbids them to say Quran behind him except what? Fatiha. And he said what? Because the salah of the one who doesn't recite Fatiha is what? Is not acceptable. But back again, we have the verse of the Quran, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا. That when the Quran is recited, listen to it. Okay? So we recite behind the imam when is the imam saying silent. Like Salat al-Dhuhr, Salat al-Asr, third rak'ah of Maghrib, third and fourth rak'ah of Isha. Okay? That we recite. But when the imam is reciting, we listen to the imam. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عن. How many minutes, Habib? Could not be, huh? We start 7:15, it's a quarter to nine. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأبا بكر وعمر كانوا يفتتحون الصلاة بالحمد لله رب العالمين. متفق عليه. زاد مسلم لا يذكرون بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم في اول القراءة في اول قراءة ولا في اخرها. وفي رواية لاحمد والنسائي وابن خزيمة لا يجهرون ببسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي اخرى لابن خزيمة كانوا يصرون. وعلى هذا يحمل النفي في رواية مسلم خلافا لمن اعلها. The summary of the whole thing which we already mentioned, hadith number 219, page 101, that Anas telling us that I made my prayer behind Abu Bakr Siddiq and Umar as well as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they used to recite or start or begin the recitation with what? With Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All the narration coming, that means they used to say Bismillah secretly, silent. Okay? So the Imam will say Allahu Akbar to enter the Salah. And will say وَشَهَدْ وَشِهِ الَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَوَاتَ الْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا, which is the dua al-istiftah. And after this he will say أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. All this is silent, only to hear for himself. And after this he will say what? الحمد لله رب العالمين. So in actuality the ma'mumin, the followers, the first thing they hear from the imam is what? الحمد لله رب العالمين. And by this inshallah we'll close for today, because if the shams up, the moon will be what? Disappear. So inshallah I think we cover what? 10 hadith only today? Yeah, 10 hadith. So we have 50 hadith, 40 hadith more to go in this chapter inshallah. And I pray Allah forgiveness for me and you and for all the Muslims. And inshallah for those who would like to remain after Maghrib, I will spend with you at least 15 minutes up to a half an hour to discuss community issues if there is anything to be discussed. So we would like inshallah, as I said before, Mujahid. Mujahid, class is over. So inshallah after Salat al-Maghrib, those who can remain, we appreciate this. At least we can spend some time together to discuss about it. And as I said before, that this will be our way inshallah every Tuesday, that we have the class before Maghrib. After this we pray Maghrib together, and after Maghrib we can sit down for minimum 15 minutes, half an hour, if there is anything that we need to discuss concerning family problems. I mean the big family, not a husband and wife, okay? Because we as one family here inshallah, all the Muslims one family, especially those who come and sit in the house of Allah. So if we have anything that we need to discuss about cleaning the masjid, about a conference, about improving our classes, about updating our computer, the system and all the stuff, you understand? So inshallah we can talk about this after Maghrib. Jazakum Allah khairan. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.